In the name of Jesus, welcome. Welcome especially those of you who are guests and newcomers among us. We pray that the welcome you receive from us looks and feels like a welcome that comes from Christ. Please rise as you're able for the gathering here. We praise you, O God, for this circle of light that marks our days of preparation for Christ's advent. As we light the candles on this wreath, kindle within us the fire of your Spirit, that we may be light shining in the darkness. Enlighten us with your grace, that we may welcome others as you have welcomed us. Grant this through Christ our Lord, whose coming is certain and whose day draws near. Amen.
Thank you.
And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way for your only Son. And by his coming, give to all the people of the world knowledge of your salvation through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
God announces a covenant with Israel. A messenger like Malachi, his name means my messenger, will prepare the way for the coming of the Lord by purifying and refining God's people as silver and gold are refined. A reading from Malachi. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We will speak this psalm responsively. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies.
Free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you, all the days of our life.
And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way.
To give God's people knowledge of
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Apostle Paul was the pastor of many new churches. He writes in this letter about his joy to be in partnership with the Christians of Philippi. Listen to how tender-hearted Paul, sometimes a stern preacher, is with his friends as he encourages them to grow in love and knowledge. A reading from the letter to the Philippians. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ from the glory and praise of God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the gospel.
Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
This clever opening to Luke's gospel cuts two ways. On one level, it is the proper way to historically date an event. It names the ruling parties, beginning with the Roman overlords, proceeding to the Jewish rulers, and finally acknowledging temple authorities. And so the hierarchical protocol is correctly followed. We know the time and place of John the Baptizer by situating him in the context of the major players of his day. And on another level, it's a scathing theological judgment on the Roman and the Jewish political leadership and the religious establishment, because the Word of God bypassed them all. The Word of God doesn't stop at palaces or the temple. It searches out a priest's son, who's also a prophet, and finds him way out in the desert. And the desert is a place of purification and an inner scrutiny, far away from the machinations of power. John's out in the wilderness baptizing. John's baptism is an outer ritual meant to express and facilitate an inner process. He's here to help folks jumpstart their readiness for God's salvation. And so repentance is what he preaches. Repentance is a translation of the Greek word metanoia. Metanoia literally means going beyond the mind. When we can get past and go beyond whatever is going on in our mind, we receive forgiveness of sins. There's something inside our head that holds on to sin. And there's something about going beyond such a mind that lets go of sin. If your mind is like my mind, sometimes my mind has a mind of its own. Thoughts just pop into our heads sometimes. We don't know where they come from, don't they? There's a brilliant little book that received the Pulitzer Prize in 2010 called Tinkers by author Paul Harding. It's the story of George Crosby in the days before he dies, and his thoughts and memories that he hoped he could control. The book is so small I had to blow up the page for myself. But Paul Harding writes this: George Crosby remembered many things as he died, but in an order he could not control. To look at his life, to take the stock he always imagined a man would at his end, was to witness a shifting mass, the tiles of a mosaic spinning, swirling, reportraying, always in recognizable swaths of colors, familiar elements, molecular units, intimate currents, but also independent now of his will, showing him a different self every time he tried to make an assessment. We're not always in control of what's going on in our head. The process that concerns John the Baptizer is how we deal with the wounds that have been inflicted on us and the wounds we have inflicted on others. And unfortunately, as you know, there's an adhesive quality about sinful experiences. They stick. And so we very well may remember the beatings, the humiliations, the hateful glances, and the mocking words. Wrongs done to us are available to our memory in a way that neutral or even positive experiences are not. And although the experience of sin begins with being sinned against, we are quick learners in this way of being human. Even at 5, oh boy, my godson can be a handful trying to keep him on track. But we soon learn how to wound others. We engage in hitting and lying, cheating, kicking, betraying. And soon we can tell our life story in terms of blows received and blows given. It's a tale of sin, and even if we repress it, it secretly shapes our sense of who we are. And soon, we're not able to hear the real name God calls us. Beloved. Beloved daughter. Beloved son. For John the Baptizer, this is the necessary work of preparation. Borrowing the language of the prophet Isaiah, John the Baptizer sees himself as a construction worker, engineer, architectural planner. He's building the main highway for the Lord's arrival, and whatever is an obstacle will be removed. If the road is winding, it'll be straightened. If it's rough, it'll be smoothed out. If a mountain's in the way, it's going to be flattened. If a valley slows travel time, it will be lifted to a flat surface. The effect of these multiple images is a sense of determination. Whatever is needed to ease the Lord's arrival will be done. John is a man on a mission. But what is this going beyond the mind to let go of sins preparation for? Well, I believe the account of Jesus' baptism gives us an answer in images. In the gospel, when Jesus comes out of the water, he prays. In prayer, the sky opens. The Spirit as a dove descends, and the heavenly voice affirms, "You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased." This is the goal of going beyond the mind and forgiveness of sins. It readies baptized folk like you and me to hear God's transcendent word of love. You are my beloved daughter. You're my beloved son. Without forgiveness of sins, we won't see the dove descend or hear the voice of love from the sky. And the full process entails going beyond the mind to let go of sins and receive the Holy Spirit. This is what happens to Jesus. And this is for his followers too. John's highway is ultimately a path to let God get close, to make it possible to welcome Jesus anew as the giver of the Spirit. In his name, amen. Amen. God has made us children through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God,
You are invited to sit or kneel for the prayers of the church. As we prepare for Emmanuel, God with us, let us pray for all people and places that long for God's presence. Refining God, move through your church. Root out practices that harm your people and kindle a fire for sharing the gospel among bishops, pastors, deacons, and all the baptized. Lord, in your mercy. Ruling God, teach the nations your ways. Strengthen organizations and communities that broker peace and care for refugees, immigrants, and all caught in the center of conflict. Lord, in your mercy. Rescuing God, restore your people who are in any need. Heal all who are suffering. We especially pray for the Haugen family, for Lori, Grace, Sheely, Joe, Almaz, Ruth, Lisa, Denny, Pastor Dan, Wayne, Leah, James, Sarah, Kurt, Lisa, and Malachi, Bill. We pray for Samuel and Zion, for Scott, for Beckett, for Awatosh and Mulageta, for Jean, for Finley, for Jean, for Richard, for Barb, and for Hildy. For whom else do the people of God pray? Hear our prayer. Hear our prayer. Hear our prayer. Reassuring God, we remember those who have died and rest in you. Guide us in deep gratitude for their life and allow us to learn from their faithful witness, especially Daryl Haugen and Kim Untai. Tend to our grief and sorrow with renewed trust in your promise of abundant and eternal life. Lord, in your mercy. Savior of the nations, come and receive these prayers and the pleas of our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ.
And the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of that peace with your neighbor.
Peace of Lord be with you.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with a promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new, in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of glory, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, broke it, gave thanks, and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given into death for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and said, "Take, drink, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Knowing that we are loved, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven,
kingdom, power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen.
God feeds us with tender mercy. Come to the table. Generous God, we thank you for the gift of life, for the bread of salvation. We thank you for coming among us, for leading us into peace. We thank you for showering us with mercy, for sending us into the world. Come, Lord Jesus, and go with us as we feed the hungry in your name. Amen. Please be seated. Just a couple of brief announcements again. Welcome to those of you who are guests or newcomers among us. We pray that you received the light, love, and joy of Christ Jesus that we as people of Queen Anne Lutheran Church experience each time we gather in God's holy name. And if you have the time and opportunity, we welcome you to join us for a time of fellowship. As you exit the sanctuary, just turn left and you'll begin smelling the hot coffee and sweet treats that seem to be in abundance at this place, especially around this time of the year. I also wanted to thank you all for the wonderful reception you prepared for me last week, which was supposed to have been my final Sunday, but I'll come back one more time and then you may change the locks as you feel need. But it certainly has been my privilege to minister among you, alongside of you, and I pray nothing but God's richest blessings as your pastor returns to you. Also wanted to acknowledge and thank Martha Freitag for serving in our midst today as organist, and it hasn't even been 2 weeks, hardly, since Kyle's father passed, so this gives him an opportunity to grieve. The burial has still been postponed because of his mother's hospitalization the last week or so. So continue to be prayerful for him. And we thank you not only for your ministry among us, Martha, but for your ministry to Kyle to have the morning off as well. So let's show our appreciation. Thank you. Jennifer has a word for us about... I can't imagine the sanctuary becoming more beautiful, but she has a plan.
Well, with all of your help, this tree will be more beautiful. Oh, I usually am yelling really loud, so please hang around for a bit and put some ornaments on the tree. That would be so helpful. And then there's a tree out in the narthex.
Lobby.
Yep. That place out there. But we're having trouble with the lights, so if you feel handy and want to poke around, that would really be awesome, because all the ornaments are out there, but for some reason the lights aren't working. And I will have all the ornaments for this tree up here. I have to go count, but it shouldn't take long. I'll be back to supervise, so just... put stuff on the tree. Thank you. I see you two down there laughing at me and mocking.
They're laughing. Oh, no, they're laughing with you. Yes.
So I want to thank my family for getting these trees up here. So my mom and her husband Chris and my daughter and my friend Holly came to help get both of the trees out of the basement and up here and put together, and it's always a huge undertaking, and fluff. Feel free to pull out branches if you want to make them look nicer. So thank you to them.
Thank you. Please rise as you're able for a blessing.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.